You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today, we are talking with Brooke Saito, the program manager here at Huron Regional Medical Center, and we have some exciting news about apprenticeships. We have received another apprenticeship grant, and this is for youth. So tell us, what is this about and who can benefit?
Yes, it is really exciting. So we are one of four in the whole state selected for a youth apprenticeship grant. It's for $50,000 for the startup of youth in healthcare, and our apprenticeship is going to focus specifically on CNA, or Certified Nursing Assistant. So the grant is geared at, or I should say the apprenticeship is geared at high school students 11th or 12th grade. Right now we are open to and partnering with Huron High School, James Valley Christian, and Woolsey Wessington. We hope to branch out from that, and they get to participate in a high school dual credit course for the CNA. So they receive both college credit and high school credit for that. And then once they complete the coursework, the lab work, and the clinical portions for that, and we would assist through all of that, then they would come to Huron Regional Medical Center and complete 160 hours of internship. And then the plan would be, or the goal would be, that they would stay on as a CNA for us and complete any additional internship or apprenticeship hours to get them ready to go in that field, and then hopefully they would ladder up into another area of healthcare.
So how long does the dual credit and the lab, all of that, last? Like, they can do that in 1 year, maybe be working already by 12th grade?
Yes, so the course would be a typical semester course at a college. It consists of 40 hours of online didactic type work, which would be assisted or would be directed by the coordinator for the class, and then they would complete 35 hours of lab after they complete the portions online, and then the 16 hours of clinical would be after that. So typically those hours are put into that semester format, but it can be adjusted based on the student and the course need. And then the 160-hour internship can really be done as quickly or as long as the student wants or needs it to. We would correspond with the school counselors for that and help the student get their hours completed.
Those are paid hours.
Those are paid hours, right. Very important piece to add to that. So a student would come in at a percentage wage of what a typical employee would make here. And so those are adjusted depending on the wage market. So I don't want to give an exact dollar amount, but it's a really good wage for a high school student, we'll say that. So all of those hours are paid for the internship, and there would be some related technical instruction that would go along with that once they start at our hospital. We are partnering with the Department of Labor here in town, our local office, with a program called Bring Your A Game. And that is kind of relating to that buzz of soft skills. So we would give the students some practice in that area, really just teaching them how to come in and be an employee. And then, of course, they would go through all of the normal onboarding at the hospital as well. So they would complete any kind of application process that would be required through HR, any of the orientation pieces and health competency testing and those kind of things. So they would complete all of that and then be alongside a supervisor or a mentor type person as they complete the whole internship.
So that's a great opportunity for someone who is thinking that they might be interested in healthcare.
Yes.
And get college credit, high school credit, paid job,
Yes.
And then we, of course, would hope that they would continue that interest
right.
to be, like you said, move on, level up. So talk yep. about how that could work.
Yep. So we hope that this would tie precisely into one of our already registered apprenticeships. So right now we offer a registered apprenticeship in nursing for a practical nurse. And then we are just newly working on an apprenticeship in respiratory therapy. So those would be two pathways that a student could take, specifically going into that practical nursing side or exploring more of the respiratory therapy side. And then we would also have the opportunity for them to level up into a registered nurse as well.
I'm using this schooling that is available here now through our partnership with Southeast Tech.
Yes, yep. So everything can be completed in Huron, which is an amazing opportunity for these students. Sometimes they can do dual credit, but it has to be all online, or they have to travel to SDSU or a surrounding school that would provide those hours for them. But now we can offer all of that in Huron with the partnership with Southeast Tech and Huron Community Campus.
The whole plan, it's come together.
It is coming together, right. So years ago, I feel like we started this journey, and we see a starting point for not only the youth, but also anybody really who wanted to get into nursing could start this process.
So I wouldn't have to be a student necessarily. For the youth part I do, but not the other.
Correct. Absolutely. Right, exactly. So for the youth apprenticeship, for the CNA, yep, have to be 11th or 12th grade. But for our registered apprenticeships, of course, meeting certain criteria, any person could apply for and go through an apprenticeship process.
When does it start and who do I talk to?
We were planning on kicking off this fall. I think there are some questions right now due to the current situation in healthcare and in our world. So there's a little uncertainty in the start date, just because there are some special rules with youth and doing those face-to-face clinical hours. I would just suggest somebody to get a hold of me and then we can work through those details. So a good telephone number to get a hold of me would be at 605-461-8364. Or, of course, they could be directed by calling the hospital and getting in touch with me or sending an email at bsydow@huronregional.org. And that's BSYDOW at huronregional.org.
Great. So then we'll finish with a plug to, if you're not a youth, and
yeah.
you want to get into a healthcare career, can people who aren't already in healthcare or, you know, say, I've never done healthcare before, but I want to be an apprentice at HRMC, how would I do that?
Right. So we are working on getting an actual job description put together that someone could apply for the apprenticeship. But right now, while we're waiting for that, any current employee could apply to be an apprentice. So that means if someone wants to get into healthcare, they could first apply for an entry-level position, and that could be anywhere from in food service to housekeeping, or they could approach the CNA that way, or a reception-type position, basically anything that they would qualify for, and start working at HRMC, and then they would be eligible to apply then for the apprenticeship.
And you can help them through that. And then we also have Teresa Hotbit, our healthcare workforce recruiter. You can help them together get
yes.
to schooling here.
All yes, of that, all of the scholarships that we offer. Yes, absolutely. So Teresa and I will work closely on this. So any student out there interested, we definitely want them to know that there are scholarships out there available for our high need areas. So again, nursing being a big one, respiratory therapy being our two probably biggest focal areas, and then a few others such as probably radiology would be an option, and also lab. So those would be some areas. I also want to add that surgery and surg tech would be a really good opportunity as well. If someone is interested in exploring, we can set them up with observation or experiential learning there, and then they can hop into an apprenticeship in that area as well.
A job in healthcare has never been more of a high not only need, but kind of a high calling
right.
than it is right now in
Absolutely.
The pandemic.
We can walk a person through all of the necessary steps and any questions that they might have to get started from absolutely zero healthcare background. So that's kind of the neat part of this is not only is the opportunity right here in Huron, but we can pay them for their learning experience as well. So that's probably the biggest bonus for an apprenticeship is that they learn on the job training while being paid. Just in summary, maybe with the apprenticeship, so the youth apprenticeship, a student can come in, start their CNA work, dual credit with Southeast Tech here in town, obtain those hours of classroom, online, lab, and clinical, and then complete our onboarding process to do a CNA internship at HRMC, and then they would be hired on after completing all of those required pieces to work and level up in any direction they would be interested in going in healthcare.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.